Thank you.
My goodness, we are to amend agenda item G, aquatic invasive species regulation document, a decision.
And I'll chime in here, Captain Eric Anderson, enforcement. This is a continuation of the briefing that we provided at the Winthrop meeting, and this is the decision for the change of adopting new WACs and amending two others. The first one is creation of a new WAC 220-640-010, failure to stop at mandatory AIS check stations, infraction. Currently, any person who fails to stop at a mandatory aquatic invasive species check station can only be charged with a gross misdemeanor under RCW 7715-809. This proposed rule provides both fish and wildlife officers and prosecutors with a more progressive penalty for the violation of failing to stop at the check station. It will allow our officers to issue a notice of infraction for first-time offenders who've never been previously cited or warned for the violation. And this will also then make it more apt for prosecutors to prosecute in situations where a gross misdemeanor citation is issued, as they will know it's due to repeat violations. The second proposed WAC is 220-640-051, lawful possession of dead prohibited level 3 species for personal or commercial use. Currently, any person or business that possesses a level 3 species in Washington State, whether dead or alive, is guilty of a gross misdemeanor under RCW 7715-809. There are numerous prohibited level 3 species currently used in market trade in a dead form. Either they're cooked, frozen, canned, salted. And we consider that acceptable because the risk level of them getting out is as minimum. But currently the law does not specifically allow that. So the proposed rule provides businesses and consumers a method where they can lawfully sell or possess prohibited level species, prohibited level 3 species, while ensuring the safety of the natural resources in our state. Additionally, the amendment or the new rule requires the retention by businesses of specific records as to the form which the prohibited level 3 species was received. This will all clarify businesses that it is unlawful to import any of these species in a live form, even if they intended only to sell them in their dead form. This will also make it easier for our officers and prosecutors to charge persons or businesses who violate the requirements. And then I'll turn it over to Eric Winter for the rest of it on the proposal amendments for two other WACs.
Good morning, Commissioners. This is Eric Winther, Fish Program. The third leg of this part of the package would be concerning Northern Pike, and essentially we're asking to reclassify Northern Pike from a prohibited level 1 species. And to make them a prohibited level 1 species, they are currently a prohibited level 3 species. And to do that, the department proposes to remove Northern Pike from the list on WAC 220-640-050, and then the department proposes to reclassify Northern Pike as a prohibited level 1 species by placing them on the list along with WAC 220-640-030. And I think that's what I've got. Any questions?
Does anybody have questions for staff? We had a long and fairly detailed presentation on this, complete with many questions at our meeting in Winthrop. So if there are no questions, we should proceed to a motion. Do I hear a motion?
Well, I'll happily do this motion. I move to adopt proposed new rule WAC 220-640-011 regarding failure to stop at mandatory AIS check stations. the proposed new rule in WAC 220-640-051 regarding lawful possession of certain dead AIS species. The amendment to WAC 220-640-030 that will reclassify northern pike as prohibited level one species, and the amendment to WAC 220-640-050 that will remove northern pike from the prohibited level three species classification.
Is there a second?
Commissioner McIsaac seconds.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac and Commissioner Thorburn. The new and amended rules related to aquatic invasive species, there has been a motion and a second to adopt them as presented. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. The new and amended